This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Are coming back into your lives. Hello, it's the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, all here. We have our eyes open, our ears open, listening to what people are thinking and saying and reading about these things. You know, when you write things, you think things. Sort of helps in manifestation if you believe in manifestation. You two ladies believe in manifest destiny, but that was a good way of using the word where people, you suppose that's even taught anymore in schools? The history of our country, the manifest destiny, what that plan was all about, the Louisiana Purchase. Do you think people even...
Yeah, I hope so.
Boy, I do too. My heavens. So much stuff is being left out. All right, so Jen, what do you have on the top of your mind as we look around at what's trending?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story that I thought I'd share with you out of California, because the homeless issue is obviously one that's huge in the state that I live in, but certainly across the country. And there's a judge that just made a pretty controversial ruling that said that homeless people who have encampments underneath freeway overpasses that have set up their lives, essentially, at the edge of freeways or roadways, busy roadways.
They're all over the place, under the bridges there.
Yeah, a federal order that says they have to be moved. This is making a lot of waves. This judge got involved and said that the risk of people who are set up at the bottom of a freeway because of emissions, and also because of the risk of having cars just hit them, legitimately, need to be packed up and moved. Well, the mayor and some of his advocates have said that this is a terrible idea in the time of coronavirus, and there's a big fight about whether or not
these homeless people
can be moved. Relocated is how they're talking about. To a different space, to an open space. They'll still let them live on the street. They just don't want them at the bottom of the freeway, which I think is really just an interesting take on all of this. Well, so the mayor has said during coronavirus that this is a bad idea. So now they're trying to figure out exactly if these people need to move and where they need to go. As it stands now, the way that California's been dealing with the homeless population is that at least 15,000 hotel rooms, or as the LA City Council said, commandeered 15,000 hotel rooms and motel rooms across the state to put homeless people in these situations. And as it stands, this always goes back to the point that I make, half of those hotel rooms now sit empty. Mm-hmm. So I think what this proves, for people who say that it's always logistics, that people end up on the streets because logistically they have no other place to go, the bulk of the issue is that people live on the streets because they are choosing to live on the streets. California has a nice climate, makes it conducive to sleeping outdoors, and the people who are making this choice against human nature, I mean, think about how we've evolved as humans. We've always looked for shelter, right? Even before the convenience of going to a Motel 6 or having our own homes or renting our apartments, we've always, as beings, looked for shelter to keep ourselves safe. These people who are out on the streets in California and across the country are not thinking right. They're either addicted to drugs, they have mental illness, or in many cases they have both of these things. And I think it's being shown in California to these officials who say, okay, if we could just house these people, everything will be fine. Well, now you're offering them hotel rooms, total care, cleanliness, access to bathrooms, and people are still choosing not to take advantage of that environment and still finding their way back to the street. So it's an interesting look at this problem under these circumstances of coronavirus, because I think it shines a light on a lot of facts that are trying to be doled out by the local governments that just aren't panning out when you see them actually in working order.
One of the things that I was considering as I was thinking about going back to California to spend some time with my children, my grandson.
Just living on the street?
But where to stay?
Checking into a hotel?
I stopped, because of the circumstances, I just bailed on the place that I leased, but I was going to keep it, and then I decided, you know, there was too many questions, and I exercised an option to get out, and now I don't, when I go there, I don't have a place to stay, so I'd have to stay in a hotel. And normally where I stay is the Orlando, which is on Beverly, which is a kind of an upscale European place that's small, and I like it, and you know they know me, and yada, yada. But I don't know now whether I would call them first to find out whether they have opened their rooms to homeless people. There are actually a lot of homeless people right in that neighborhood. But, yeah, I would not feel comfortable going into a place that's been used for that, frankly. Whether
well,
that's
every place is going to have to be heavily sanitized. Because yeah. Think of it this way. You know, a lot of hotels in New York City, major, big hotels, famous hotels, are housing doctors and nurses. You have much more of a chance of checking into the Pierre Hotel in New York and getting the coronavirus because of the doctors and nurses who were there rather than a homeless person who was... You know, who was staying in the hotel. So that is just basic prejudice, and I get it. It's unsavory to think like, oh, a homeless person was sleeping in the bed that I'm paying for. I get it. But like logistically, when you're talking about the virus, you know, all the hotels are going to have to be heavily sanitized. They all know that because of, you know, what they've been using, either whether it's for homeless people or doctors and nurses on the front lines. So you're going to be fine either way. They're not going to let anybody into the hotels.
Well, they've also talked me. They've made me think about going through the hotels, not only all the airports and the plane. And
still think the plane is the biggest problem.
Well, that's because we've already been talking about how certain things have been debunked, including whether or not you get this from surface contact. And the answer apparently is no. It is a respiratory thing that if you cough or you sneeze or there's droplets
right,
in the air.
Right, but the number one thing is the amount of time that you are sitting in a space.
Plane.
Yeah. With, you know, whether it's
airplane,
a concert, a church.
Yeah. You can't go from coast to coast now directly. You got to go through some city, so that exposes me to another airport and another hour and a half that I wouldn't have spent either hanging around with people on the ground in the airport or in the plane itself. And just, I don't know. I'm not usually one who, I don't think it's fear, but I think the kids have got me to, I didn't really give them much thought. I said, okay, let's go. I'm coming out. I'll do the doctor's appointments. We'll go to the park. We'll do some stuff. And and now, you know, it kind of.
I don't know.
If you have a respirator mask and you don't take it off and you have goggles and earplugs, then that's the only way that you can do it safely.
Mm. What did you start to say, Jen?
I don't know.
You want to bring me to lunch, so you want me to come out. I know.
Well, I don't know. It's your choice. It's your family's choice. But I also know what they're hearing because I live in the same state that they do. And,
fear,
you know, you got to live.
More fear. Yeah.
Right.
Well,
do you want to be hit by a bus and not see your children? I mean, it's just you have to. It's just, I don't know.
Well, I see them on FaceTime all the time. But I like to be with them and share and, you know, be able to roughhouse and play with Miles. And, you know, he's going to go back to school next week. And is that going to be a thing if he's exposed
to...
Our
school's open?
Knows?
He's going back, really?
Yeah, next year.
It's daycare, though, right? It's not a real school.
No, it is. It's a university-sponsored...
Because most schools are not allowed to open.
Well, this one apparently is. I don't know. I'll ask Megan about that.
It must be, it must be
a daycare
thing. But
daycare was what he used to go to, but now he's old enough to be in kindergarten, and so that's...
Well, he wouldn't be in kindergarten until the fall. So whatever he's
doing. There's a summer program
for
advanced kids. That's as much as I can tell you about it. And that's, so we'll see what happens. Anyway, it's 15 past the hour. Is the border closure between America and Canada going to continue? We'll find out. Also, speaking of finding things out, you could be checking out our DJV show, Clip of the Day. Have a little rousing focus, the TSA. Is the focus of the current clip of the day. They could be checking your temperature before they allow you to get on the plane. We discussed that in the clip of the day at djvshow.com. You can follow us on social media, too. It's facebook.com/djvshow. You can also follow us on Twitter, at djvshow, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at Doug Steffen. You can also hear the whole program out of the context of the time that we actually do the show, because it runs through the day, all day, in its entirety, at djvshow.com.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Attention, hard-working Americans that pay too much in taxes. How'd you like to get an extra $5,000 back from last year's tax returns? Family Tax will take your filed tax returns for the last 3 years and analyze them. They're experts at finding hidden credits and deductions other tax companies just miss. Even if you already have filed your tax return, never too late. They guarantee that the IRS will send you back at least $5,000 or their services are free. If you get a paycheck from your job and you make at least 30 grand a year, call right now and learn how you can get an extra $5,000 back from the IRS from your past 3 years of tax returns. Make this guaranteed free call now. 800-262-0318. That's 800-262-0318. To make $5,000 back from your tax returns, call 800-262-0318.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
After on the DJV program, the U.S. and Canada have extended the border closure agreement for another 30 days. This is a good idea. It's moved until the 21st of June. Prime Minister in Canada, Justin Trudeau, made the announcement, saying this is an important decision that will keep people in both of our countries safe.
I don't know if Canada's been hit all that hard,
no,
right?
I don't think it has.
Not well, they cut. They, yeah. Well, we shut down the
Trudeau's
border.
Trudeau's wife had it. Remember?
Yeah. Yep. Americans who are returning to the U.S. and Canadians who are returning to Canada can cross, but essential workers and also people that are necessary for health, truck drivers, that kind of stuff, they can go across the border, but that's, you know, just for a trip, a joyride, take a vacation. Not going to do that. I noticed there are a number of ways of getting tests. What are you doing? You're going to test today, tomorrow? When are you getting
tomorrow,
your test?
Tomorrow, I'm going to take the COVID test.
And
where
does that involve?
You drive in. You only are allowed one person in the car, so you drive through, and it's at the Rite Aid that's near me, and Rite Aid and CVS are doing this now across the country. So you drive through, and the pharmacist hands you a swab. You stick it up your nose, and then you hand it back.
Here, pal, stick this up your nose.
Yep. It seems
and
rude.
And you give it back to him?
And then you hand it back, and that's it.
And they test it and let you know?
Yep.
Huh. Okay. 21 after the hour. Wanted you to know that, too.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Music time on the DJV program, 23 after the hour. Every hour during this portion of the hour, we focus on a couple of music stories as we now look forward to Thursday of this week when Blake Shelton, Gwen Stefani, One Republic, Ellie Goulding, Steve Martin, and the bluegrass group he has, Sam Smith, James Taylor, Meghan Trainor, and the star of the Tina Turner musical, Adrian Warren, are set to perform on Red Nose Day. It's a special airing on NBC Thursday night. You won't find Red Noses at your local Walgreens this year. Instead, the organization has teamed up with Walgreens to make this year's Red Nose a digital experience. To unlock your own digital Red Nose, all you have to do is donate online to help children impacted by the situation we're living through right now. This year, the three-hour programming block features a special episode of Celebrity Escape Room, followed by the sixth annual Red Nose Day special. What's Celebrity Escape Room?
What you is know, that those, that's a new show, actually. Yeah, and escape rooms are really popular right now. You have to figure out the clues in order to get out of the room.
Oh, okay. Well, that show has it starts at 8 o'clock.
Something you would hate, being trapped in a space and not able to leave quickly.
Ben Stiller. Thank you, Jennifer. Ben Stiller, Lisa Kudrow, and Adam Scott are...
Doug's like, all right, don't get this code. I got to hit the road. Got to go.
And we'll move on. Light dessert. See you later. So this is hosted by Jack Black. A lot of comedy stars working together to decipher clues, solve problems, brainstorm solutions to gain their freedom before time runs out. Each room they complete raises more money. Then at 9 o'clock, the music starts with Blake and Kelly Clarkson, John Legend, Gwen, One Republic, the people we were talking about before, comedians Jim Gaffigan, Tony Hale, Ray Romano, Lily Singh. Is it Singh? Sai? How do you pronounce
Singh.
That?
Lily Singh.
Ricky Gervais. I'm not watching now.
Oh, please. Ricky Gervais is awesome. You're the only one who doesn't like him.
Well, that means I'm unique.
That's I wouldn't watch it for Sarah Silverman, but I'd watch it for Ricky.
Okay. Well, somebody. He's kind of funny. He goes
other
after
people.
Everybody.
Julia Roberts is in this, Paul Rudd, Elizabeth Banks, Bryan Cranston, Mario Lopez, Stephen Merchant. I like most of those people, so maybe I will watch it. I'll hold my nose when Gervais is on. Stick a plug in my ear. All right, so that's Thursday. Now let's move over to another part of town where the Police are playing. This is the original version. Now, which, what are we playing first here? No, I want to start with the first one. Start with the original 1980 release of Don't Stand So Close to Me.
That's Kelly Clarkson.
Hello.
There we go.
Okay, finally we got it. Okay. So, there are we're playing because there are actually three mixes of this, and there's a new one that's out right now. Originally it came out 20 years ago. This sort of story is the tale of a schoolgirl developing a crush on her teacher and the attraction leading to an affair. That's basically the story of Don't Stand So Close to Me. The first track on the band's Zenyatta Mandata LP, song peaked in the Billboard Hot 100 in April of 1981. And so now, all these years later, I said 20, 30 years actually, the song's warning has taken on a different meaning. So here is the, this is the 1986 version. Let's listen to that a little bit. So it's a real dancey thing, right? Sounds pretty dancey. Yeah.
It just sounds real 80s to me.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
All right, well, it doesn't sound like the original at all. Now let's fast forward to the new remix, the 2020 version of Don't Stand So Close to Me.
Wow, this is like heavy EDM. I did not expect this.
This sounds like...
This is cool. I like it.
Yeah. I actually like it too, and I don't usually like this kind of thing.
Sounds like a dance, another dance
version.
Yeah,
this is definitely heavy dance, yeah.
You know why I think it's okay? Because some dance music has no lyrics.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump firing back at some remarks made by the Democratic U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, in which she referred to him as being morbidly obese. Pelosi was commenting on word that the president's been taking the controversial drug hydroxychloroquine to try to prevent getting COVID-19.
Especially in his age group and in his, shall we say, weight group, what is morbidly obese, they say.
The president telling reporters yesterday,
Pelosi is a sick woman. She's got a lot of problems, a lot of mental problems. We're dealing with people
that have to get their act together for the good of the country.
Over 10,000 residents told to evacuate in central Michigan after two dams failed from heavy rains. The region having been pounded with storms all this week, sending water over the Edenville and Sanford dams in Midland County. And this is USA Radio News.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The last holdout state in the nation, Connecticut, will start phase one of reopening its economy from the coronavirus pandemic today, as Governor Ned Lamont has issued an executive order giving cops the power to still enforce social distancing orders as the process unfolds. Wendy Williams taking a break from her TV show for health reasons. Reports are she's taken the break because of an ongoing struggle with Graves' disease, an illness that's a condition where the body's immune system attacks its own thyroid gland. Another TV host is said to be fine after there were some concerns raised just a few nights ago. Here's USA Radio's Wendy King.
Ryan Seacrest is back on TV following concerns about his health. The 45-year-old TV personality appeared on Live with Kelly and Ryan as usual after missing Monday's episode. During the opening, Seacrest thanked his co-host Kelly Ripa's husband, Mark Consuelos, for filling in for him on Monday. Fans speculated that he had a stroke during the American Idol Season 18 finale. Fans said his eyes were swollen and that he jumbled his words. Seacrest's rep denied the reports.
And a new survey by WebMD finds people are indeed putting on a fair amount of weight while in coronavirus quarantine, with 47% of the women surveyed and 22% of the men saying they have gained weight. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The hour here inside your radio are Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Doug Steffen. How about that? Inside
your radio.
Inside your radio, producing.
Let us out!
No!
It's our own escape room every day.
Special eyes and your unique ability, Jennifer and Victoria. It's necessary because we got to keep people's attention. So let's get on to. There's bad business news, there's good business news. If you're a Pier 1 fan, Victoria, it's over, right?
Yep.
Pretty much? Yeah.
It is over. Yep, Pier 1 is, they filed for bankruptcy.
It
is a nice store, and they have a lot of really beautiful things, and the quality is good. It's expensive, though, and Jen and I have been talking off the air about this, too. They didn't do sales all that often, and if they did, it was like a 10% off kind of a thing. And their stuff is expensive, and they just could not compete anymore in the marketplace. Target and Walmart really upped their home furnishing game.
Well, so did TJ Maxx with that store. They kind of went into business competing.
Home Goods. Is that what you're talking about? Home Goods?
It's
owned by,
right.
Home Goods definitely came on the scene and really was a huge amount of competition for Pier 1. But, so Pier 1, anyway, they've announced now that they have asked the bankruptcy court to cease their retail operations as soon as possible. They're blaming the temporary store closures on the coronavirus because they were trying to find a buyer, but I don't know. But the sad thing is, though, this is a 58-year-old company. I never knew they were around that long. They were a mall staple at one point, and then they got so big they started moving into their own standalone stores, which were, a lot of them were, they had a large footprint. So, but and then the other thing, obviously, Amazon is a competitor for everybody. But Target and Walmart strengthening their home divisions, and then things like Wayfair came along. Wayfair was, you know, Wayfair and Hay Needle and Overstock.com. All of those sites really proved to be intense competition for Pier 1. But so now they're going to shut down. They have 500 stores left, and they're going to shut all of them down. So. The one good thing, if you are a shopper, this is a great time to find some stuff at Pier 1 that is like 90% off. I was on the site last night, and it's amazing the stuff that you can get. And we talked earlier in the tech report about Walmart-owned Jet.com. Jet.com is also shutting down. So if you are in the market for, you know, shopping for some home stuff and supplies, Jet.com and Pier 1, get on it today because you can get some amazing bargains.
I think this is more, I think you hit the nail on the head a few moments ago when you said Amazon. Anything Amazon gets involved in, I don't know whether we're going to rue the day that all of us started using Amazon. I use it to buy books and things limitedly. If I can't find it, I was looking for a particular spray keeping the equipment on the farm lubricated, and there's something called ZEP 45 that has Teflon in it that I couldn't find anywhere else, but I could find it at Amazon, so I bought it there. But I don't like buying things on Amazon, frankly, because I like supporting local retailers, small stores, people who have put their heart and soul, and the ones who are being most affected by this, although stores like Pier 1, I've been in there a few times. Tom Parsons.
It started out as a very, it was imported goods from around the world, so it had a very eclectic kind of funky thing.
Yeah.
And then it shifted, and maybe that's part of the reason that they didn't do so well, because what's that cost plus world market, right?
Yeah.
That's the one
and they're cheaper, too.
They are.
And they have, I think, more interesting things in it. I mean, World Plus is very interesting.
And they
place.
Also have food, and so you can go in there for everything. To your point about Amazon, though, I don't know if you guys heard, you know, this week we also heard that JCPenney is filing for bankruptcy. And one of the reports I saw yesterday is that Amazon is looking at actually buying all of the Penny stores because they want to get into retail. And of all the things that Amazon is missing, JCPenney actually fills that need. I think as much as people try to play up the Amazon fashion, it doesn't do it for me.
It's all made in China, and it's so generic.
Junk.
It is.
So
well, that's the other thing we need to be stopping. Having all these companies growing because they're still selling cheap crap made in China.
Well, I just think JCPenney would be an answer for Amazon because they could use their stock of clothing. Not that the clothing at JCPenney is stellar, but it's definitely
Ellen have,
a step
doesn't
up.
Ellen have a big deal with JCPenney?
I don't know if Ellen does. A lot of people have in the past and may still. Yeah. I don't know.
Yep.
And even their home goods, too, I think it would probably be a step up for Amazon.
I asked if you wouldn't remember. Because he was around before you were around. But do you remember Tom Parsons, Jennifer?
Oh, no, he was here when I was around.
He was here by Victoria.
I've never heard that name. I don't know.
He was a travel expert. Well, he started a company called Best Fares. And the company started because he was the first travel director for Pier 1. When they were growing rapidly, they needed, obviously, to coordinate how their people were traveling from store to store, state to state, location to location. And so he was the boss of travel. And he found all kinds of ways. The hidden cities concept was something he came up with. And it was much to the... the airlines didn't like it, but you could easily find me. I did it all the time. You could buy a ticket for, let's say, you want to go to Los Angeles and you figured out a way to stop in L.A. before you went to... You were going to San Diego, but you had to go through L.A. And so it was cheaper to fly from Boston to San Diego than it was from Boston to L.A. So you bought the ticket from Boston to San Diego and threw the second half of it away and got off in L.A. He came up with that idea, but he started it when he was travel director at Pier 1. That was actually, I didn't know much about Pier 1 at all before. He and I became very good friends. Unfortunately, he passed away. He had a bad stroke. But he was a very interesting character. And he would talk to me a lot about how the story, he said, you wouldn't believe how some of these companies, they shuffle around inventory and it requires immense. I think we don't realize this. The logistics. I mean, go back to Walmart for a second. You drive around the country and you see they're huge warehouses every 400 or 500 miles. And they're loaded with things that they buy from individual manufacturers and have shipped into the warehouses. And they have to put them, figure out what store needs what. And they put it on trucks and they bring it to these stores. But the same for grocery stores and all kinds. It's such an intricate world and most people don't realize how it takes place. You see there's trucks going up and down the road for supermarkets and for, and now Prime has trucks everywhere because they're doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. And the logistics
Prime,
of this.
Well, I haven't all been on the road. The I used to, before this, when I drove, I used to see Prime trucks all over the road. I would imagine it's probably even more than that now because everyone from home, they don't want to go into a retail store, so they're ordering from Amazon.
Yeah,
and they're
hiring
a bunch of people. The one thing I remember about Tom Parsons is he was one of those talkers that would never take a breath. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It was like 12 minutes, and it was one sentence.
But he knew what he was talking about, and everybody listened to it. And that became one of the great, it was a great anchor for people to get information about that, about traveling. The retail business, we love retail, we love lots and lots of retail. Facebook is sort of helping people out. There's something new there. You want to give us an update on that, Victoria, too?
Yeah, that's something that in our tech report we talked about that I actually really agree with. And right now, so many small businesses, whether it's a restaurant or a standalone retail shop, they don't really have a working website where you can order things online. And I've just noticed right here in the little village that we live in New Jersey, I want to support the little retail shops that are here, and none of them have an online, they don't have a website where you can order anything online. So Facebook has realized that this is a big problem, and they have 160 million small businesses that exist on Facebook and Instagram. And I know I've bought a lot of stuff through Instagram. And so now they have a new thing called Facebook Shops. So essentially, instead of you setting up your own website for your retail business, you can just use Facebook Shops, and everyone can go on to that page. It has Facebook ads are built into it. Customer service, you get provided through Facebook Messenger. It's actually a really great thing, and it's free to use. Facebook takes a commission fee on the back end, but that's to be expected, and it's still cheaper than running or having someone run your website and run an e-commerce site on your own. So I think it's actually going to be great for small business. So one thing I agree with Mark Zuckerberg, he said if we don't get small businesses and retail going really soon, then the economy's never going to recover without it.
Without small business, the country is doomed. And it is. It is absolutely doomed.
We've been hearing how many restaurants have been taken advantage of by Grubhub and DoorDash and all these other places that are taking these fees. So that if you have a restaurant or if you're a dairy farm and you want to sell direct to people or if you have
absolutely
a chicken farm and you want to sell eggs, you can go on in Facebook Shops. That's your new place to go.
That's
great.
Well, we have eggs, we have honey.
All of that can go right onto your Facebook Shops page.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah. Yep, exactly. And speaking of retail and food, Krispy Kreme doing something nice, giving away free donuts. If you're a graduating senior, listen up. The cap and gown, do you have to wear one of those to go into Krispy Kreme?
I did have to do it earlier this week. Yeah.
Oh, really?
To get the free donuts, yes, because they kind of want people to dress up. But you can also buy the box of the graduation donuts, too. You don't have to dress up if you want to buy them.
The problem is that who has a cap and gown? Because graduations have been canceled, so nobody actually has that.
You know what they're doing here?
I think you could wear in, like, T-shirts, though.
They're doing high school graduation in August here in my town. For whatever the reason,
they're trying to figure it out in New Jersey, too. Governor Murphy was just asked earlier this week about it, because if people can go to the beach and socially distance, then why can't kids on a football field? I think it was a month ago now, the Air Force Academy had their graduation?
Yeah, it was.
And it was so beautiful, the way that all the cadets were on the football field. and they were all socially distanced, but they had, like, grids drawn on it. It just looked really gorgeous. So I don't know why you couldn't do that for a regular high school.
Some good
news. The best idea I saw locally, they did a drive-through in Riverside, California. They did, like, a drive-through graduation. It was really kind of cool. Everybody loaded up a parking lot, and then the cars would drive forward and take a picture, and then they were on their way.
Cool. The good news is that a lot of people expect summertime to be a great time for certain businesses. I've noticed in my own world here, the advertising, I'm in the advertising business. That's how we make this program happen. And looking at some categories, certain categories that are moving up, rebounding this summer. So we know that advertisers, for whatever the reason, I never understood this, you put the brakes on when you need customers the most. They can say, oh, I don't have any money. Well, if you want people to come into the store, you got to advertise. And that's what we talk about, this marketplace thing from Facebook or radio advertising or however it is you want to get the word out. But at any rate, very interesting as the tide turns on certain categories, cars and fuel for whatever the reason, buying gasoline, that sort of stuff. Now, if you look at the friend of mine who's in the oil and gas business, yesterday was telling me how the stuff is rebounding, and he's trying to find as much cash as he can to buy up as much as he can because that stuff's coming back. And you see the stock market reacting in a couple of other instances when it comes to the medical areas. You know, anybody that's working on something that'll get rid of the COVID, those stocks are going to go up. And then, of course, there's the cruise lines, Jennifer. Watch them. Tower to the top.
Carnival, I really recommend.
She wants to turn that 500 into 1,000.
Right. Ooh, 47 after the hour on the DJV program. Don't forget about our podcast, the Good Day Health podcast. Dr. Jack, in the most recent one that's up at gooddayhealthshow.com, recommends the best, healthiest snack food. You want to find out what they are? Then you can listen to Jack explain on the podcast the best snack foods. The most recent Good Day Health Show with Jack Stockwell at gooddayhealthshow.com.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Have you put off your goals of losing weight? It's already May and you still have pounds to lose. Well, Calitrin is here to help. It's proven for weight loss and more. Just listen to what everybody's saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
Hi, I'm Virgil Smith. I've lost 100 pounds with Calitrin.
This is Vivian Hess. I've been on Calitrin. I started it for weight loss at first. I went from 138 pounds to 108. I've also keep using it because it's the only thing that works for me, and it helps me sleep and feel better with my acid reflux. I really enjoy the product, and I'll never stop taking it.
See? Real people getting real results. And you can, too. Check out Calitrin's biggest sale of the year right now at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS. It's the unlimited buy three, get three free sale. Again, that's TopLoss.com or 833-TOPLOSS.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Some more animal sounds. I'm for a visit from the host of the magnificent pet show heard around the world and perhaps on your favorite station, the station carrying this program. After all, we have the American Family Farmer. We've got to have the pet show as well. Warren Eckstein is here on National Rescue Dog Day. Did you know that? That today is National Rescue Dog Day, founded by Tales That Teach, to bring awareness to the countless number of amazing dogs and shelters waiting to be adopted, to promote humane education for young children, and to encourage spaying and neutering. Rescue dogs often overcome extreme obstacles, provide comfort, security, friendship as family pets. With training, they contribute to the independence of people with disabilities, service dogs, that kind of stuff, comfort to the elderly. Rescue dogs provide a variety of therapeutic benefits. Emotional support companions, they help to relieve anxiety and depression, Warren, and PTSD among the military. Is there a special kind of dog or breed of dog that would be better for this than others?
I think you have to match the dog to the person that's going to be living with the dog. One of the organizations I work with very closely is a veterans organization that supplies dogs to veterans suffering PTSD and other disabilities. Mm-hmm. And what they generally try to do is let the person that's going to be receiving the therapy dog actually pick out the dog. So in other words, they'll go to shelters, they'll pick out the dog, and then they'll do the training after that. And so it's just, you know, it's something that I was very much involved with. You know, we talk about this all the time. It wasn't called therapy dogs when I started. It was dogs for the disabled, dogs for the handicapped, all these kind of names. But it's amazing what they can do, and it's amazing the impact that these dogs have on human beings. But, you know, on the other side of the spectrum is, from my perspective, lots of times I'm dealing with shelter dogs that are, in fact, suffering themselves with with PTSD, something a lot of people are unaware of, that dogs coming out of shelters and situations, whether they're becoming like a Victoria's dog out of Cuba or some of the dogs I'm working with right now out of Mexico, they come in with a lot of PTSD. But it's really easy to resolve, and that's what drives me crazy. You know, Victoria sent me an article the other day about puberty in dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the biggest problems with that is people go out and get a puppy. I'll adopt a puppy, hopefully, and they love this puppy. It's adorable. But then it starts reaching those years of puberty, you know, it's like where they start smoking and cursing at mom and pop.
And that's around the 8 month mark, right?
It could be six to eight months. It could be less. But here's the important part. Those same dogs that are kind of flipping off the people they live with will respond perfectly to outsiders, just like teenagers will. They won't listen to mom and pop, but they'll listen to peers and other people. So it's important to understand that if you do adopt a dog, and if you do adopt a puppy or a dog with some problems, just remember, they'll get through them. They'll outgrow them just like your teenagers did. They're not going to start going smoking crack in a corner, I promise. Just work with them on a regular basis and be consistent. That's the most important thing with any type of behavioral issue, is to be consistent. For example, if you let the dog not jump on you 10 times, but the 11th time the doorbell rings and the dog jumps on you and you don't say anything, that's the time the dog remembers. So continuity is real critical.
All right.
My speech for today.
Good for you. Well, I mean, following up on that a little bit, on my dog is a rescue dog that came from a puppy mill, and when she came, she had no social grace. She couldn't even walk, but she lived in a cage for 2 years and pooped and peed on herself, and so she didn't know anything about that. But she came into, we've talked about this over the 2 years she's been here, she has modified her behavior fabulously so that she doesn't do any of those things, but all of a sudden she started, now that the warm weather is here, I let her stay on the porch instead of in the house, where she wants to be outside and watch what's going on the farm. But last week, 3 days in a row, I put her out, gave her a breakfast, and she pooped on the porch, and she never does that. And I'm trying to figure out what it is, whether she's saving. Sometimes at night when I take her for a walk, she doesn't poop. And then the next morning, she poops on the porch. So what?
Well, maybe
what
she just got a little confused and feels that the porch is kind of equivalent to being outside at this point. So what I would be doing if I were you is I would be spending more time hanging out with her just on the porch. So the porch becomes more of the house than just the porch. That's what I would be doing at this point. I would not be overly correcting her. What I would be doing at this point is spending more time there, putting her toys all over the place there, putting her treats in that area, so it becomes a place that she wants to be at and a place that she doesn't want to eliminate in. But coming from her background, you've made a tremendous amount of progress, because so many dogs, you know, they have to be in cages, they have to live with their own poop, their own urine, to get used to it, which is a lot more difficult to resolve than a dog that's kept in a clean environment.
I hear 87% of cat owners say meow. What else do they say beside that?
They say that cats make them feel better. Anyone who's ever been owned by a cat realizes how important cats are in terms of making our life better.
But you can't use a cat to help people with disabilities.
Sure you can. Just to make them feel better and alleviate stress.
Really? Cats? Are you helping the cat, or is the cat helping you? It's probably the question. Warren Eckstein always has answers to questions about your pets. Check out the Pet Show at the Pet Show.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.